约翰福音十五章九到十七节。
John 15:9-17. The Gospel of John, chapter 15, verse 9. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. I've told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this, love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything I learned from my Father, I've made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. This is my command, love each other. We'll now have Pastor Paul preach today's message.
Paul 牧师要传讲今天的信息。
Back in October of 2008, Hal Niedzielski wrote an article for the New York Times about an experiment that he tried with Facebook.
在2008年的十月份呢 ，Hal Niedzielski 他写了在《纽约时报》上写了一篇文章呢，谈到他对 Facebook 所做的一个试验。
He had just started his Facebook account, and he was proud that he had accumulated about 700 friends.
他刚设立了一个 Facebook 的账号，他非常得意的是呢，他已经有了700个网友。
But he feared that he had fewer in the flesh friends to hang out with than he ever had.
但是他担心呢，他没有几个真正可以交往的朋友。
He blamed the fact that he had less friends than usual on his workaholic irritability, his love of being left alone, and the fact that he had a 2-year-old who was living at home with him.
他把这一切呢归于呢他非常繁忙的工作，以及他非常喜欢独处的癖好，还有一个事实呢，他有一个在家里有一个两岁的孩子。
So he decided to have a Facebook party.
所以呢，他就决定了来要召集一个 Facebook 的聚会。
His hope was to transform all his Facebook friends.Into actual friends.
他期盼借着这样的活动呢，可以使他 Facebook 上的朋友呢变成真正的朋友。
So Niedzielski invited all 700 of his Facebook friends to a local bar for a party.
所以呢 ，Niedzielski 呢，他又邀请他 Facebook 所有的700个朋友呢，到附近的一个小酒馆呢来聚会。
His friends could respond with one of three options.
他的朋友呢可以回答下面三个有下面三个的反应。
Attending.
来参加。
Maybe attending.
可能会来参加。
And not attending.
不来参加。
15 friends said that they would attend.
有15个朋友呢说他们要来参加。
And 60 said that they might attend.
有60个呢说他们可能会来参加。
And so Niedzielski made a conservative estimate that maybe 20 of them would actually show up.
所以呢 ，Niedzielski 他就做了一个非常保守的判断呢，他觉得20个人可能应该来。
And he writes about what happened at the bar.
然后呢，他就写下来他到在酒后面发生的事情。
On the evening in question, I took a shower.
在那天晚上呢，我冲了个澡。
I shaved.
我刮了胡子。
I splashed on my tingly man perfume.
然后我撒上令人爽心的男人香水。
I put on new pants and my favorite shirt.
我穿上新的裤子，我非常喜欢的衬衣。
Brimming with optimism, I headed over to the neighborhood watering hole and waited.
我兴冲冲的呢，就走到了当附近的一个酒馆呢，然后就在那等。
And waited.
等啊。
And waited.
还是等啊。
Waited.
还是等。
Eventually, one person showed up.
最终呢，终于有一个人来了。
So who was that one person who showed up to meet Needs Vieki?
那来的那个人是谁呢?
She was a person that he didn't even know.
她是根本不是他认识的一个人。
Apparently, she was a friend of a friend.
她是一个朋友的朋友。
After a few moments of small talk, she left.
他们只简短的说了几分钟的话，她就走了。
Needs Vieki hung around at the bar until midnight.But none of his Facebook friends ever showed up.
Nizviaki 呢一直在酒馆等啊，等到午夜呢，他 Facebook 的朋友一个都没有来。
So he drank his beer and moped.
所以他就一个人呢，在那里喝闷酒。
And he finished his article with these words.
然后他文章这样结束说
：700 friends, and I drink alone.
700个朋友，但是我一个人独自饮酒。
Long before the days of Facebook, King Solomon wrote the following words.
在 Facebook 出现很久的以前呢，所罗门王就这样说。
One who has unreliable friends soon comes to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother.
滥交朋友的自取败坏，但有一个朋友比弟兄更亲密。
In other words, you could have hundreds of Facebook friends, but have no genuine friend.
或者说呢，你可能有几百个 Facebook 的朋友呢，但是你没有一个真正的朋友。
So today I have a few questions to ask you about your friends.
所以今天呢，我就想问问你关于你的朋友的事。
First, how many friends, Facebook friends, do you have?
首先呢，你有多少个 Facebook 的朋友呢？
I have 808.
我有808个。
Secondly, how many genuine friends can you rely on who will be there when you actually need them?
当你需要你朋友的时候，你觉得你有几个朋友可以真正的来帮助你，来依靠，你可以依靠的呢？
It's a rhetorical question because none of us can really know.
这是一个很模糊的问题，因为我们没有人可以知道。
But I have a nagging suspicion that I have less than 808 genuine friends.
虽然我怀疑呢，我的朋友呢要比808个要少得多。
Certainly hope that it's at least in the double digits.
但是我至少希望呢，我的朋友也有几十个朋友。
My final question is.Do you have a friend who sticks closer than a brother?
最后呢，我想问问你有没有一个朋友比弟兄还更亲密呢？
Fact is that sooner or later, every one of our friends are going to disappoint us.
事实就是呢，或早或晚呢，我们的朋友都会让我们失望。
They won't come to the party that we invited them to come to.
我们邀请他们来参加 party 的时候呢，他们也不来。
Or they'll have a party, but they won't invite us.
当他们要开 party 的时候呢，他们也不邀请我们。
Or they say something very insensitive.
他们只是说一些无关痛痒的话。
Or maybe it's like nobody really understands our true feelings.
好像没有人可以真正的了解我们的心情。
Or maybe a person that you really trusted stabs you in the back.
或者说你真正相信的朋友呢，甚至在背后呢，搞你一下。
See, the fact is that the reason why our friends are going to let us down is because of their limitations and concern in their abilities.
我们的朋友没有真正朋友的原因呢，就是因为他们对我们并不是真正的关心，或者是他们能力很有限。
But we shouldn't be too hard on our friends because sooner or later we are going to disappoint all of our friends also.
我们也不要对我们的朋友太失望，因为或早或晚呢，我们也会让我们的朋友失望。
Because we all struggle with the lack of love.
因为呢，我们的爱都是非常有限的。
We struggle with the lack of time.
我们也时间也很有限。
We struggle with the lack of the ability to be at more than one place at one time.
我们也不可能一个时间呢在不同的地方。
We may want to be there for them.
我们可能想去帮助他们。
But we can't because of our limitations.
但是我们因为很有限呢，所以我们也不能做什么。
But there is one exception.
但是呢，有一个人非常的是例外。
And his name is Jesus.
他的名字就是耶稣。
Jesus is the friend who will never let us down.
耶稣就是这样的朋友，他永远都不会让我们失望。
But what is it about Jesus that makes him such a good friend?
但是耶稣是怎么样一个这样好的朋友呢？
The answer to that question can be found in John chapter 15, verses 9 through 17.
我们可以在今天的经文约翰福音15章9到17节找到答案。
In this passage, Jesus describes the friendship that he had with his disciples.
在这段经文呢，耶稣描述了他和他的门徒之间的朋友关系。
And if you believe in Jesus as the one who saved you from your sins and the one who has the right to lead you, then you can also have and enjoy this kind of friendship with Jesus.
如果你相信耶稣是你的救主，他可以引领你，那你也有这样跟耶稣这样朋友的关系。
So today we're going to take a look at how great a friend Jesus is.
所以我们来今天来看一看耶稣是一个怎样伟大的朋友。
Purpose of this message for Christians on this Thanksgiving Sunday is that we gain a greater sense of gratitude for what a wonderful friend we have in Jesus.
在这个感恩的主日呢，我们想借着今天的经文，让基督徒们更加的认识到耶稣是一个怎么样的伟大的朋友。
And for those of you who are not yet Christians, this sermon is an invitation for you to accept a friend request from Jesus.
如果你还不是基督徒，那今天的信息呢，也是邀请你来做耶稣的朋友。
So why should we as Christians be grateful that Jesus is our friend?
为什么我们基督徒应该感谢有耶稣这样的朋友呢？
Let's take a look at John chapter 15, verses 9 through 17 to find out.
让我们在约翰福音15章9到17节来看一看。
First reason that we should be grateful that Jesus is our friend can be found in John 15, verse 9.
在约翰福音15章第9节呢，我们可以找到我们因为有耶稣是朋友这样一个感恩的原因。
Jesus says, As the Father has loved me,So I have loved you.
耶稣说，我爱你们，正如父爱我一样。
First reason why we should be grateful that Jesus is our friend is because Jesus loves us just as much as God the Father loves him.
我们应该感谢耶稣，因为他爱我们，就像他的天父爱他一样。
How much does the infinite God the Father love the infinite God the Son?
那个无限的天父上帝爱耶稣，就是他的儿子的爱有多大呢？
He loves him infinitely.
他的爱是无限的。
And if God the Father loves God the Son infinitely, then God the Son loves us infinitely.
如果天父上帝爱他的对他儿子的爱是无限的话，那上帝儿子对我们的爱也是无限的。
And if Jesus loves us infinitely, what could we possibly do to cause him to love us even more?
如果耶稣对我们的爱是无限的，我们做什么可以让他对我们的爱更多呢？
Nothing.
我们不能做什么。
Couldn't possibly love us more because you can't add onto infinity.
因为你在无限上不能加什么，耶稣对我们的爱是完全的。
And if Jesus loves us infinitely, what can we do to cause him to love us less?
如果耶稣对我们的爱是无限的，那么我们做什么可以使他对我们的爱变少呢？
Nothing.
也不能做什么。
You couldn't possibly love us less because you cannot subtract from infinity.
因为在无限上你也减不去什么，所以耶稣也不可能少爱我们。
As Romans 8, 38 and 39 says,For I'm convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
在罗马书八章三十八到三十九节这样说，因为我深知，我深信，无论是死是生，是天使是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的事是将来的事，是高处的是低处的，是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。这爱是在我们的主基督耶稣里的。
Since the love of Jesus is infinite, it's also unconditional.
因为耶稣对我们的爱是无限的，也是没有条件的。
That is so unlike humans' love.
人的爱完全不是这样。
Some of your friends love you more if you can make them laugh.
如果你可以让你的朋友呢欢笑呢，他们会更爱你。
Or if you can help them win the basketball game.
如果你可以帮助他们赢了一场篮球的比赛，他们可能会更爱你。
Or when you have a good hair day.
或者你的今天的发型很迷人，你他们可能也会更爱你。
But their love begins to fade away when you're boring or when you're losing or when you're unattractive.
但是当你变得很无趣，然后你也失败也不再吸引人的时候呢，你的朋友可能就不爱你了。
Some of your parents love you more when you get.Good grades.
当你成绩考得很好的时候呢，你的父母可能更爱你。
But they begin to withhold their love if you don't get straight A's.
当你没有都得到 A 的时候呢，可能你的父母对你的爱也是有保留。
So there's always the pressure to earn your parents' love or to earn your friends' love.
所以呢，为了赢得你的朋友或者父母的爱呢，你始终都是有压力的。
Sometimes what causes your friends to love you more causes your parents to love you less.
或者有的甚至有的时候呢，你为了让你的朋友更爱你呢，反而呢让你的父母呢爱你更少。
But Jesus's love is not like that.
但是耶稣的爱不是这样。
Even though he knows thoroughly your dark side, he loves you unconditionally.
虽然他完全知道你黑暗的一面，他还是那样无条件的爱你。
You can rest in his love because he will love you no matter what.
你可以完全在他的爱里面安息，因为你知道他对你的爱是无限的。
Now that doesn't mean that you should abuse that love.
但这并不是说呢，你可以滥用这种爱。
That doesn't mean that you should think, well, since Jesus loves me no matter what, I might as well enjoy some sinful pleasures.
你可能会想说，既然我无论怎么样，耶稣都爱我，那我就享受最终之乐吧。
See, Christians who fully experience Jesus's love will not think like that.
但是你知道吗？基督徒他完全经历了神的爱以后呢，他就不会这样做。
Let's read the last part of verse 9 and continue to verse 11.
让我们来一起念九节的后半节，一直到十一节。
Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete.
你要常在我的爱里，你们若遵守我的命令，就常在我的爱里，正如我遵守了我父的命令，常在他的爱里。这些事我已经对你们说了，是叫我的喜乐存在你们心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
Second reason why we should be grateful that Jesus is our friend is because he desires to bring about our ultimate joy.
我们第二个有耶稣这样朋友感恩的原因呢，就是他定义要使我们的喜乐满足。
What is your joy based upon?
你的快乐是建立在什么基础上的？
Most people base their joy either upon acceptance or upon accomplishments.
很多人呢，他们把他们的快乐呢建立在被接受以及他们的成就上面。
For example, if your friends accept you or if they admire you or compliment you, then you feel overjoyed.
比如说当你的朋友他接受你尊敬你或者是恭维你的时候呢，你就非常的高兴。
But what happens when you're sitting alone in your apartment because your friends forgot to invite you to a party?
但是如果你的朋友忘了邀请你去参加他们的 party， 你一个人不得不孤单的待在宿舍里的时候，你会怎么想？
What's going to happen when your friend, when your parents tell you that they're disappointed with you because you fail to meet their expectations？
如果你的父母对你说他们对你非常失望，因为你没有达到他们所期盼的，那你又会怎么样？
Their rejection is going to steal your joy。
这样的被拒绝呢，你肯定会就没有了快乐。
On the other hand, some of us feel joy when because of our accomplishments。
有些人呢，把我们的快乐呢建立在我们的所取得的成就上面。
For example, perhaps your joy is based upon getting good grades or getting a good job or making good money。
也许你的快乐呢是建立在有好的成绩，或者找到好的工作，或者是挣很多钱上面。
What happens if you get a C on your test？
如果你考一个 C， 你会怎么样呢
？What if you can't find a job when you graduate from college？
当你大学毕业了以后，你找不到工作，你又会怎么样
？What happens if you don't get paid as much as your peers？
如果你的收入呢没有和你的同事一样多，你会怎么样
？Your failure will steal your joy。
你的失败呢也就会夺走你的快乐。
You see, if your joy is based upon either acceptance or accomplishments, sooner or later you will become a victim of your circumstances, no matter how successful you might feel right now。
你看，如果你把你的快乐呢是建立在你的被接受和成就上面呢，那或早或晚呢，你都会成为你所处环境的一个受害者，因为无论现在你多么的成功的话
，sooner or later you're going to be rejected, or sooner or later you are going to fail。
因为或早或晚呢，你可能都会被别人所拒绝，或者呢，你也会失败。
But what happens if your joy is based upon the love of Jesus?
但是如果你的喜乐呢是建立在你和耶稣的朋友关系上
，then nothing can steal your joy because the love of Jesus is infinite and unconditional.
那什么事情也不能夺走你的喜乐，因为耶稣对你的爱是无限的，没有条件的。
Even in the midst of your disappointments and in the midst of your rejection and failure, your disappointments will not be able to snuff out that deep abiding joy that you can have if you are aware of the infinite love of Jesus.
因为这些令人失望的情况呢都不能夺走你因为知道耶稣对你有无限的爱而来的由衷的喜乐。
That's why in verse 9 that Jesus tells us that we need to remain in his love.
所以在第九节耶稣这样说我们应该在他的爱里面。
To remain in the love of Jesus means that we are in constant awareness of the love of Jesus.
在神的爱里面就是说我们要始终的知道我们在神是爱我们的。
Means that you have this deep down sense of joy because you know that you are infinitely loved by Jesus.
就是你始终都是知道你耶稣是以无限的爱来爱你，这样你的喜乐就是满足的。
That's the Apostle Paul's prayer for us in Ephesians chapter 3, verses 17 through 19.
就像使徒保罗对我们的祷告，在以弗所书三章十九节到十七节到十九节所说的。
In Ephesians 3:17 through 19, the Apostle Paul writes, "And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the saints, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know the love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God."
就像使徒保罗在以弗所书三章十七到十九节他这样说使基督因你们的信住在你们心里叫你们的爱心有根有基能以和众圣徒一起明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的便叫神一切所充满的 充满了你们。
How can we thoroughly enjoy the infinite love of Jesus?
所以我们怎么样来享受神给我们的爱呢？
Jesus tells us in John 15 verse 10.
耶稣在约翰福音十五章第十节这样说。
If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love.
你们若遵守我的命令，就常在我的爱里，正如我遵守了我父的命令，常在他的爱里。
If you disobey Jesus, you'll still be loved by Jesus, but you won't really experience the love of Jesus.
如果你不能听神的话的话，耶稣还是爱你，但是呢，你就不能经历神对你的爱。
Sometimes we get it all wrong.
很多时候呢，我们都有一个错误的想法。
We say, I'm not going to start obeying Jesus until I feel the love of Jesus.
你会说呢？直到我感受到神对我的爱，那我才能遵守神的命令。
Instead, we should realize that we are already infinitely loved by Jesus, and then we should show our love for Jesus by obeying His commandments.
但是其实我们应该知道呢，神已经爱了我们，他以无限的爱爱我们，我们对他爱的回应呢，就是遵守他的命令。
And when we obey Jesus, sooner or later, we are going to experience and feel that love from Jesus.
当我们爱神遵守神的命令的时候呢，我们就会体会到神对我们的爱。
Is there any commandment in particular that Jesus wants us to obey?
有什么特别神让我们遵守的命令吗？
Take a look at verse 12.
我们来看一下十二节。
My command is this.Love each other as I have loved you.
你们要彼此相爱，像我爱你们一样，这就是我的命令。
Jesus' desire for our lives is that we would love each other.
耶稣定义让我们彼此相爱。
In other words, if we want to be a good friend of Jesus, we need to love his friends like he loves us.
换句话说呢，如果我们要有像耶稣一样的爱的话呢，我们就要爱他所爱的。
But how does Jesus love us?
那耶稣是怎么爱我们的？
Infinitely and unconditionally.
他对我们的爱是没有条件的，是无限的。
Now, as sinful, finite creatures, we will all fall short of that standard until we are in heaven with him someday.
作为一个有罪的有限的人呢，我们都亏缺了神的标准直到有一天我们在天堂里跟耶稣相见。
But while we're here on earth, we can still pursue to love our brothers and sisters in Christ unconditionally, just like Jesus loves us.
但是我们还在这个世上生活的时候呢，我们就要追求爱我们的弟兄姐妹就像耶稣爱我们一样，有一个没有条件的爱。
Is there somebody in this church who has let you down?
我们在我们的教会里面有没有人让你觉得失望呢？
Love him anyway, because Jesus loves you even when you let him down.
还是爱他，因为呢，你让耶稣失望的时候，耶稣还是爱你的。
Is there anybody in this church who strikes you as being a big hypocrite?
在这个教会有没有？有弟兄姐妹让你觉得是假冒伪善的呢？
Then love her anyhow, because Jesus loves you even though you are a big hypocrite.
但是还是要爱他，因为呢，在你还是假冒伪善的时候呢，耶稣就已经爱你了。
But the love of Jesus is not only infinite and unconditional, but Jesus reveals another fantastic thing about his love in John 15, verse 13.
耶稣对我们的爱不仅是无限的，没有条件的，他在十四和十五节呢，又展现出他另外一个奇妙的爱。
Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends.
人为朋友舍命，人的爱心没有比这个大的。
Many of us know what John 3:16 says, but 1 John 3:16 is another great verse.
我们很多人都知道约翰福音三章十六节的经文，但是在约翰一书三章十六节呢，也有这样的经文说，
John in 1 John 3:16, John writes, "This is how we know what love is. Jesus laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers."
在约翰一书三章十六节这样说，主为我们舍命，我们就此就知道何为爱，我们 也当为弟兄舍命。
Third reason that we should be grateful that Jesus is our friend is because his love for us is self-sacrificial.
我们第三个应该感谢神是我们朋友的，就是他对我们的爱是牺牲的爱。
You see, the Bible indicates that every one of us humans have done things that are wrong, and those wrong things are called sin.
圣经上告诉我们，所有的人都做了错事，这样的错事呢，就在圣经里称为是罪。
God has made our souls to be eternal, and there are only two eternal destinies, heaven and hell.
神给我们有一个永恒的灵，这个永恒的结局呢，就是天堂或者地狱。
If God allowed our sins to enter heaven, then heaven would become just like earth, with all the suffering that sin causes.
如果神允许罪进入天堂的话呢？那天堂也就像我们今天所处的这个世界一样，由于罪来带有各样的灾难。
So the punishment of our sins must be an eternity in hell.
所以对我们罪的惩罚呢，就是永远的地狱。
However, though Jesus hates our sin, he still wants to be our friend.
但是呢，耶稣虽然他恨恶罪，但是呢，他还是要做我们的朋友。
So when he died on the cross, he took the punishment that we deserve.
所以当他死在十字架上的时候呢，他就承担了我们的罪犯。
He experienced the penalty of hell so that we would not have to.
他经历了地狱的惩罚，这样我们就不用经过。
It's like the guy who gets caught driving 100 miles per hour in a 35 mile per hour speed zone.
就像有一个人呢，他在一个35 mph时速的路上开车呢，但他竟然开到100英里的时速。
The judge fines him $1,000, but then he steps down from his judge seat and offers the speedster a check for $1,000.
这个法官呢，他罚了他$1,000，但是呢，他自愿承担，以至于他给了这个人呢$1,000的支票。
God did that when He sentenced us to hell for our sin.
神也为我们做了这样的事情，他为我们的罪而死。
But when He came to earth and He died on the cross, He took that punishment for our sins. When He died on the cross.
他来到这个地球上，他为我们的罪承担，以至于他死在十字架上。
Since Jesus laid down his life for us, we should be grateful that he's such a good friend.
因为耶稣为我们的罪而死，我们要感激神给我们这样一个好的朋友。
In verses 14 through 15, Jesus gives us another reason why we should be grateful that Jesus is our friend.
在14到15节呢，这里又谈到另外一个原因呢，我们为什么因为有耶稣这样的朋友而应该感恩。
You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends. For everything that I learned from my father, I have made known to you.
你们若遵行我吩咐的，这就是我的朋友了。以后我不再称你们为仆人，因仆人不知道主人所做的，我乃称你们为朋友，因我从父所听见的已经都告诉你们了。
Fourth reason that we should be grateful that Jesus is such a good friend is because he treats us like his friends even though we are actually worthy to be treated only as his servants.
我们第四个应该感谢神的原因呢，就是他把我们当成朋友，虽然呢我们并不配得。
It's an understatement to say that we are not in the same class as Jesus is.
我们知道我们跟神是不一样的。
We deserve to be treated like second-class citizens.
我们理应该被当作二等公民来对待。
But instead, he treats us like his best friend.
但是呢，耶稣对我们像最好的朋友。
Imagine that you graduate from college and you get a job working for Microsoft in Seattle.
想象一下，如果你大学毕业以后呢，你在西雅图的微软公司找到了一份工作。
One day, Bill Gates happens to see you eating at the company cafeteria, and he asks, "Is it okay if I sit down and eat with you?"
有一天呢。Bill Gates 呢，他看见你在餐厅公司的餐厅吃饭呢，然后他又说，我可以不可以跟你一起用餐？
He asks you how you like your job and how you like living in Seattle.
他问你你的工作怎么样啊？你喜不喜欢住在西雅图？
You ask him a few questions about his life, and he answers them very much from his heart.
你也问他一些关于他的生活的问题，他非常诚实的跟你交谈。
At the end of the meal, he asks you if you'd like to play a game of racquetball with.
吃完饭以后呢，他就说，如果你要喜欢打壁球的话呢。
Of course, you accept his request and you enjoy your time. You have a great time with him.
当然你接受他的邀请了，然后你跟他有很好的时间一起来打壁球。
At the end of the game, he invites you to eat dinner with him and his wife at his house.
后来呢，他又邀请你呢，去他家里呢，跟他和他的妻子一起来用餐。
You of course accept.
你当然接受了。
At the dinner at his house, you get into a fascinating conversation about all the dreams that he has for the future of Microsoft.
在用餐的时候呢，你们有非常好的交谈呢。他也谈到他对微软公司的将来的计划和梦想。
And at the end of the meal, one of the vice presidents of Microsoft comes to visit Bill Gates.
晚饭以后呢，刚好公司的副经理呢来Bill Gates 家来拜访他。
And when Bill Gates introduces you to the vice president, he doesn't introduce you as his employee. Instead, he introduces you as his best friend.
当 Bill Gates 向那个副经理介绍你的时候呢，他不说你是他的雇员，而说你是他的朋友。
Now, wouldn't it be great to have Bill Gates call you his friend and to treat you as if he is really his best friend?
如果 Bill Gates 称你是他的朋友，而且他确实像朋友一样对待你的话，是不是很棒的一件事情？
Feels good to be a friend of somebody that's important.
当然和重要的人做朋友呢是很好的，感觉很好的一件事。
When we're in middle school and high school, we always want to be friend of the most popular kid.
当我们在小学和中学的时候呢，我们都想跟那个最受欢迎的学生呢做朋友。
But if you are a friend of Jesus, you have a friend that's much more important than that popular kid in high school or even Bill Gates.
但是如果你有耶稣做你的朋友的话，那你这个朋友呢，就比在你中小学的一个受欢迎的同学也比 Bill Gates 更重要。
See, Jesus not only calls you his friend, but he also confides with you through the Bible andThrough the Holy Spirit, everything that his Father has taught him.
耶稣不仅称为你为朋友，他更借着圣经和圣灵呢，把他从天父他的天父所听到的都告诉了你。
In verse 16, Jesus gives us one more reason why we should be grateful to have him as our friend.
在十六节呢，耶稣也跟我们进一步讲了有另外一个原因，我们为什么因为有耶稣为朋友而应该感到感谢神。
You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last.
不是你们拣选了我，是我拣选了你们，并且分派你们去结果子，叫你们的果子长存，使你们奉我的名无论求什么。他就赐给你们。
The fifth reason that we should be grateful that Jesus is our friend is because He chose us to be his friend.
我们感谢神，因为他拣选了我们。
Isn't it great to be chosen?
被拣选是不是很好的一件事？
I remember playing touch football during recess when I was in elementary school.
我还记得我在小学的时候，课间休息的时候，我们玩橄榄球。
The two best players would stand in front of everybody and they would take turns picking their team.
那个玩的最好的两个人呢，他站在大家面前呢，然后他们来选他们的队员。
Each captain would first choose their favorite player, the best player.
每一个队长呢，都首先选他们最喜欢的队员。
Then each captain would choose their second favorite player, the second best player they could get.
然后他们再选他们第二个最喜欢的球员。
And then they would choose their third best player, the fourth best player, and so forth.
然后他们再选第三个、第四个好的球员。
And finally, there is only a group of rejects.
后面呢，剩下的呢，只是那些被拒绝的，没有机会参加的。
And I remember being one of those rejects.
我还记得我也是那个被拒绝的那几个人。
Somebody that neither captain really wanted.
就是每个队长呢都不想要我们。
When I finally did get picked, it wasn't because they wanted to pick me, it's because they were obligated to pick me.
后来他们选我呢，并不是因为他们想要我，而是他们不得不要我。
One captain would say, "You can have Paul."
其中一个队长说你可以要这个Paul.
The other one said, "No, that's okay. You can have."
不需要了，不需要，你要他吧。
And I can still remember the humiliation of that rejection.
我还记得当时那个被拒绝的丢脸的感觉。
But that's not how Jesus treats me.
但是耶稣他不是这样对待我们的。
He chose me even though I am totally unworthy to be his friend.
他拣选我甚至我真的是不配的，不一点都不值得他这样爱我。
But not only did he choose you and me to be his friends, but he also chose us to go and bear forth fruit.
耶稣不仅拣选你，拣选我，他甚至还分派我们去结果子。
What kind of fruit does Jesus want us to bear?
耶稣想让我们结什么样的果子？
Take a look at Galatians 5, verses 22 and 23.
我们来看一下加拉太书五章22节到23节。
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
Colin Powell once said, "The simple but true fact of life is that you become like those whom you closely associate." For the good or for the bad.
鲍威尔曾经他这样说，其实很简单，但是也是一个事实，就是近墨者黑，近朱者赤。
Do you want to be characterized by love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control?
你想有仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制这样一些特性吗？
Then associate with Jesus.
那你就跟耶稣在一起。
Because that's what Jesus is.
因为耶稣就是这样。
And that's what we'll become.
我们就可以像他一样。
When we let him work inside of us.
如果我们让他在我们心里做工，
he will bring out the best out of us.
他就可以把我们最好的可以展现出来。
There's an old hymn entitled "What a Friend We Have in Jesus."
有一个古老的诗歌叫做耶稣恩友。
So what kind of friend do we have in Jesus?
那耶稣是一个怎么样的朋友？
This passage we find out that Jesus is a friend who loves us with an infinite, unconditional love.
从这段经文我们看到耶稣他是这样一个朋友，他对我们的爱是无限的，没有条件的。
He's a friend who will help us experience deep down authentic joy.
他是这样一个朋友，他要让我们经历完全的喜乐。
He's a friend who loves us self-sacrificially.
他是这样一个朋友，他为我们有牺牲的爱。
He's a friend who treats us like a valued friend, even though we're totally unworthy of that.
他就是这样对待我们，像一个重要的朋友，虽然我们并不配得。
He's a friend who chose us because he truly wants to be our friend, not because he's obligated, and he's a friend who brings out the best in us.
他拣选我们，并不是他不得不要我们，而是他要就要我们做他的朋友。
Isn't Jesus a wonderful friend?
耶稣是不是一个奇妙的朋友。
I'm so grateful that he's my friend.
我非常感谢呢，我耶稣是我的朋友。
How about you?
你怎么样呢？
My younger daughter Linnea likes to finish her prayers with this sentence.
我的小女儿呢，Linnea 她在祷告结束的时候，她经常会这样说。
I love you, Jesus and God. Amen.
我爱你，耶稣和上帝。Amen.
Even though the Holy Spirit gets left out of her expression of love,
虽然她在表达爱的里面，她没有提到圣灵。
It always touches my heart to hear her pray like that.
她每次这样祷告呢，都让我心里非常的感动。
Because neither my wife nor I taught her to pray that.
因为我和我的太太呢，都没有教她这样祷告。
Instead, she is teaching us how we should.Tell Jesus that we love him.
相反的是呢，他也教导我们说怎么样向神表达我们对神的爱。
Are you grateful that Jesus is your friend, or are you taking him for granted?
你有耶稣这样的朋友，你是不是很感激，而是还是你觉得理所应当？
When was the last time that you thanked Jesus for being your friend?
你最后一次在想耶稣是你的朋友是什么时候？
When was the last time you told him that you loved him?
最后一次你向他说你爱他是什么时候？
If you're not a Christian here today, you have a friend request from Jesus.
如果你还不是今天还不是基督徒的话呢，耶稣呢也向你提出邀请，让你做他的朋友。
Friend request is not coming from your Facebook account.
这个做朋友的邀请呢，不是从你的 Facebook 账号上来的。
Instead, the friend request comes from the Bible when Jesus said in Matthew 11:28.
是在圣经马太福音11:28这样说。
Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest.
凡劳苦担重担的，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
Are you weary trying to earn your friend's approval?
你是不是为了得到朋友的承认呢，你是不是觉得很疲累？
Are you burdened with the rejection of your peers?
你被你的朋友所拒绝，你是不是也有重担呢？
Are you lonely because you feel like nobody really understands you and nobody really loves you?
你觉得你很孤单，因为你觉得没有人明白你，也没有人爱你。
The good news is that there is someone who infinitely loves you.
好消息就是呢，有一个人他对你有无限的爱。
His name is Jesus.
他的名字就是耶稣。
And he's the best friend you could ever have.
他是你可以有的最好的一个朋友。
But he's not going to force his friendship upon you.
当然他不会强迫你跟他建立朋友的关系。
He's not going to stalk you.
他也不会缠着你。
Instead, he made his friend request, and it's up to you to decide whether you will confirm or ignore that request.
相反呢，他提出了这样一个朋友的邀请，就看看你是不是愿意接受还是拒绝。
If you're ready to become a friend with Jesus, you can all start with a simple prayer like this.
如果你决定呢要成为耶稣的朋友呢，你可以就是做一个很下面简单的祷告。
Dear Jesus, I'm sorry for rejecting you for all these years.
亲爱的主耶稣，我请你原谅我这么多年都拒绝你。
I'm sorry for refusing to obey your commands.
请你原谅我不能遵守你的命令。
thank you for laying down your life for me, even when I was your enemy, by dying on the cross.
当我还是你敌人的时候，你就为我的罪死在十字架上，我感谢你。
Thank you for giving me eternal life in heaven by rising from the dead.
我感谢你从死里复活，你把永生的生命赐给我。
Come into my life and be my master and my friend.
请你进入到我的生命里面，让我可以成为你成为我的主和我的朋友。
I love you, Jesus and God and the Holy Spirit.
我爱你耶稣、上帝和圣灵。
Amen.
Amen.
If you decide to become a Christian today by praying that prayer, I'd like to ask you a favor.
如果你今天有这样的祷告呢，我就想要请你
Please come to let me know that you prayed that prayer.
请你告诉我呢，你有刚才这样一个祷告。
I'd like to talk to you about how you can grow in your friendship with Jesus.
我想跟你谈一谈怎么样跟神建立更亲密的关系。
If you're intrigued with the idea of becoming a Christian and a friend of Jesus, but you still think that you need more time to think about it, I also ask you that you either talk to me or another Christian friend.
如果你还是有一些疑惑呢，而且你不能决定今天要不要接受耶稣呢，我还是邀请你来和我或者别的基督徒来谈一谈。
And we'd be glad to share with you why we decided to make Jesus our best friend.
我们非常高兴会跟你分享为什么我们是如何让耶稣成为我们最好的朋友的。